turn now in God's Word to Jeremiah chapter 42. Jeremiah 42 verses 1 through 22, the whole chapter. Again, if you remember the context of the remnants, we might say, of Israel, those remaining in the land after the exile, protected by Gedaliah. Gedaliah is murdered by Ishmael, who flees from Jehonan, and now Jehonan and this remnant are on their way to Egypt. And we find out what happens to them. In this chapter, Jeremiah 42, starting in verse 1, these are the words of God. Then all the commanders of the forces, Jehonan the son of Kareah, Jezaniah the son of Hoshea, and all the people, both small and great, approached and said to Jeremiah the prophet, "Please let our petition come before you and pray for us to the Lord your God." That is, for all this remnant, because we are left but a few out of many, as your own eyes now see us. That the Lord your God may tell us the way in which we should walk and the thing that we should do. And Jeremiah the prophet said to them, "I have heard you. Behold, I am going to pray to the Lord your God in accordance with your words, and I will tell you the whole message which the Lord will answer you. I will not keep back a word from you." Then they said to Jeremiah, "May the Lord be true, a true and faithful witness against us, if we do not act in accordance with the whole message with which the Lord your God will send you to us. Whether it is pleasant or unpleasant, we will listen to the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, so that it may go well with us when we listen to the voice of the Lord our God." Now at the end of 10 days, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then he called for Jehonan, the son of Kareah, and all the commanders of the forces that were with them, and for all the people, both small and great, and said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your petition before him. If you will indeed stay in this land, then I will build you up and not tear you down, and I will plant you and not uproot you, for I will relent concerning the calamity that I have inflicted on you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, whom you are now fearing. Do not be afraid of him, declares the Lord, for I am with you to save you and deliver you from his hand. I will also show you compassion, so that he will have compassion on you and restore you to your own soil. But if you're going to say, 'We will not stay in this land,' so as to not listen to the voice of the Lord your God, saying, 'No, but we will go to the land of Egypt, where we will not see war or hear the sound of a trumpet or hunger for bread, and we will stay there,' then in that case, listen to the word of the Lord, O remnant of Judah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, If you really set your mind to enter Egypt and go in to reside there, then the sword, which you are afraid of, will overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine, about which you are anxious, will follow closely after you there in Egypt, and you will die there. So all the men who set their mind to go to Egypt to reside there will die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, and they will have no survivors or refugees from the calamity that I am going to bring on them. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as my anger and wrath have been poured out on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so my wrath will be poured out on you when you enter Egypt, and you will become a curse, an object of horror, an imprecation, and a reproach, and you will see this place no more. The Lord has spoken to you, O remnant of Judah. Do not go into Egypt. You should clearly understand that today I have testified against you. For you have only deceived yourselves, for it is you who sent me to the Lord your God, saying, 'Pray for us to the Lord our God, and whatever the Lord our God says, tell us so, and we will do it.' So I have told you today, but you have not obeyed the Lord your God, even in whatever he has sent me to tell you. Therefore you should now clearly understand that you will die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, and the place where you wish to go to reside." And that is the word of the Lord. A very good passage to consider what we heard this morning by oaths and vows. They took a vow that they would listen to whatever the Lord would direct them to do. And verse 5, may the Lord be a true and faithful witness. And yet, we find out what they do. Now you remember that Gedaliah had been murdered. Ishmael the murderer and his men escape. Johanan has taken the remnant, the remaining in the land. They're on their way to Egypt. That's the context as we come to the chapter. And before they go into Egypt, they go to Jeremiah. They ask, rightly, that he would pray for them to Yahweh in the way that they should go. And Yahweh answers them, if you stay in the land, I will bless you. I will build you up. I will not tear you down. I'll show you mercy. You don't have to be afraid of the king of Babylon. I am with you to save you, to deliver you, because you're my people. And how often, beloved, we fear man. A small group of people was fearing the most feared nation on earth at the time, and Babylon and King Nebuchadnezzar, but they are commanded not to fear them and not to fear him, for God was on their side. And they are warned, if they do not obey the word of the Lord, not listening to his voice, but go into the land of Egypt, they will be destroyed with sword, famine, and pestilence. The same promise that was to Jerusalem and Judah, who was not listening to the word of the Lord, that's what would happen to them, and that's what happened to them. And there'll be no survivors. And don't you remember, the Lord tells them, don't you remember my wrath against Jerusalem? Many were destroyed. And the rest taken into exile. Why? Because they did not listen to the word of the Lord. And now I, Yahweh, have shown mercy to you, allowing you to remain in the land. If you, though, don't listen to my voice, you know what's going to happen. And I'll tell you again, I will bring judgment on you as well. No more mercy for you. So do not enter Egypt. Remain in the land. But we see, it seems, Jeremiah's words, the last three verses, imply that they did not obey. They fled to Egypt and they promised to die there. They are promised to die there by the sword, famine, and pestilence, as the Lord spoke. And so, beloved, we ought to remember. One, remember this morning, the oaths, the vows we take, and to keep them, as long as they are lawful and good. And then, also that we must listen to the voice of the Lord. Lest we be like Jerusalem and Judah and this remnant here. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, merciful God, faithful God to your promises, we thank you that you are a witness to us and all that we say, because you're a God who knows the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. You are sympathetic to us because of your Son, and through him, he's been tested and tried in every way, tempted in every way as we were, and yet without sin. And we claim his name, and his righteousness, and his sacrifice, and his resurrection, his ascension, his session now on the throne. For us. Because without him, we would be just like this remnant here. I would hear your word and we would run away. And we would fear the world and things of creation instead of the Lord our God. We thank you in Christ Jesus that we have a Savior, we have a Lord who knows us and who has given all things for us, that in him we might have all things. And we praise you that you have given us your word and you speak to us. And Father, we pray that we would be able to keep such a vow to listen to your word and not depart from it to the left or to the right. That we would be a people who repent of our sins and turn back to you. And we would be a people who have ears to hear and listen to you. Father, calls us to believe with faith and submission and trust. And Father, we ask that you would call us to remember what is laying or waiting ahead of us and the new heavenly country, the heavenly land, where you and your Son are, which we have a foretaste in the Spirit who is in our hearts now. We long for the day we'll enter into glory and be rid of the sin and sorrows and pain and sicknesses and illnesses. And yet, Father, we plead that you would use us as your instruments to save many, not for our own glory, for we are just mouthpieces and servants, but for your glory alone and the glory of your Son. We pray that your gospel would go forth and never cease, and you would bring your elect unto yourself. Even we plead our children and those who are close to us, our family and friends, our co-workers, our neighbors, and that we would be a light in a dark world, shining like a city on a hill and not like a lamp under a basket. Father, hear our prayers, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.